This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Seven after the hour, Doug, Jen, and Victoria are here. Kara Schilling at controls in our studio. Say that again, Doug. At the controls in our studio in Washington, we are all talking about the Dallas Police Chief David Brown suggesting that if you have enough time to protest, you ought to maybe apply for a job as a police person. Over police violence have continued around the country. I don't recall having seen anything in Los Angeles here. Jennifer, you're in L.A.
A couple of things on the 405, a couple of things in neighborhoods over the weekend, but not anything that's been huge.
Where were they on the 405? I was on the 405 yesterday for hours.
Oh, gosh. I think it was towards your side of the hill, too.
Really?
It was, yeah. So you might have just missed it.
I drove down to Newport. I went to Newport Beach yesterday after I got off the air. And I was amazed how quickly. I normally, in the midday, I get there in an hour. And it was like midday, even though it was earlier in the morning. When I came back last night, it was 2 hours. But I didn't see any protesting going on. New York City, got any protests in the last 24 hours, Victoria?
Yeah, but nothing. I mean, there were some arrests in Times Square from two nights ago. But
why?
Nothing.
Why are people being arrested? Come on. What are you arresting people for? What are you...
Well, I don't know the specific circumstances, but a lot of them turn violent. It gets escalated.
They
It doesn't mean that people got charged with anything, but, you know, they get put in the paddy wagon, I guess, and taken...
Hopefully the guy driving the paddy wagon is the same guy who took the guy in Baltimore to the jail. Would you say, Jen?
Said the reason they get arrested is there's a lot of people that will throw bricks, or maybe they won't move along.
Yeah,
you know,
that's stupid too. What are you doing that for? What do you think is going? Wait, you get more attention if you throw bricks. Hello, sticks and stones may break my bones. Use the words, and mean them. All right. What about Kara in Washington? Anything protest-wise there yesterday that is of note that you saw or heard about?
Not that I saw. There were a lot of people. There's the new Facebook feature, the Facebook Live, where you can go out and basically film yourself and put it on Facebook. And I saw a bunch of people out over the weekend who were on Facebook Live when they were out marching in the streets. But I haven't really heard much.
Baton Rouge seems to be the hotbed right now.
Yes, and appropriately so.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't hold with violent demonstrations, but there ought to be a lot of demonstrating because it appears what went on there was a little out of hand, not the same as the circumstances with the other fellow the next day. Okay, so the protesting, more police, better police. I don't believe in more police. I believe in better police, better trained, better paid. One of the big problems that you have, I think this guy is basically onto something, but you hear this from time to time. We got to go back to community policing, where there are two police officers who are on a beat. They know the neighborhood, and they know the people in the neighborhood, and they know what goes on in the neighborhood. When did police become so sophisticated that that went bye-bye? And is that the time when things changed? And if we go back to doing it that way, does that support making things better? The policeman knows in the district, the people in the district get used to their faces, they trust them, they don't do stupid stuff to harass folks, or they keep order. I think that's the way to
do this. I'll add one more category to that. I think if you, like the Dallas police chief was saying, we'll put you in your own community so you can relate to what's going on there. You know what happens there. You know how people are raised. You know the ideology. And then you can be a part of the solution instead of just complaining about the problems.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off the air for a second. There's a community in Brooklyn that's Hasidic, and all they're maybe two or three different police cars, and they have two partners each car, and they're all Hasidic Jews who are the police force for that community. Mm-hmm. And they're part of the NYPD, but they have such an understanding because that is their community, and they understand all of the religious implications that go along with being a Hasidic Jew. And that's a microcosm of how it does work. And on a larger scale, I think this is what the Dallas police chief is saying. Mm-hmm. You know, if you come from your community, we'll put you back in your community so you can be directly helping.
Mm-hmm. And that's so much it. I mean, I think we need someone like him to be that voice to remind people that, hey, you need to get off the couch and do something. You need mm-hmm. to get off the streets and stop throwing bricks and make real change in people's communities, because systemically, everybody goes back and says, well, this is systemic racism. Well, if you look at what's happening, you've got a black president, you have a black leader of the Department of Justice in Loretta Lynch, the city of Baltimore run by a black mayor, a black district attorney, and there's still these problems, and that's because it's missing. There's that missing link between the people and the community and then the higher ups. Mm. The system isn't doing so badly. I mean, you think about how integrated our system is. It's probably more integrated this time in our lives than it's ever been in American history, yet we feel more divided. And so that missing link is people who need to get up and start becoming leaders instead of just protesters.
Well, then the missing link is the link we haven't found yet.
That's why it's invisible.
Oh, thank you very much, Jennifer.
The other thing I love about the police chief is he brought up the fact that we put so much responsibility on the police. They have to be in charge of
too much this
terrorism. Yeah. They have to be in charge of regular crime. They have to be in charge of missing dogs. They have to be, you know, and then they have to become the father for single parent households. I mean, it's like, it's people have arguments.
Plus, they're traffic wardens. They go out with their radar guns to try to raise money for the local district. That shouldn't be their job. There should be somebody else that goes out and stands with a radar gun. That's very inappropriate, I think. All right, so good. We seem to all agree on what the Dallas police chief is calling for. One of the problems that does present itself that nobody's talking about is the union impact on the police, the police unions that protect bad police cops, police officers. But the other side of that is the work rules and things that have become more sophisticated that somehow or other have to melt down. Everybody's got to be on the same page mm-hmm. within reason. But beat cops do it in most communities, whether they're big or small. Having police officers on the beat, got new technology, but you can still go back to the friendliness, the authority. You can be friendly, you can be pleasant, but you still carry that stick. And I think we need some strong authority that isn't, that's not out of disrespectful. It's, some people carry and wield authority just by their presence. Others, they threaten you. That's not authority, that's just fear. And maybe there's some of you would say that there's maybe a mix that's needed there, maybe to a point to get respect. But there are some ideas, and this is the kind of national conversation we ought to be having about this sort of thing, because obviously the situation isn't working. Look around. Hello, does it look like it's working well to you? Doesn't look like it's working too well to me. In a few moments, we pay tribute to the new person in charge in England, and what's that doing? What is going on with Brexit, and how is the rest of Europe being affected? How does that affect you? It's 14 past the hour. Speaking of things that affect you that come from the world of money, interest rates, not too high. Those of you who have put money into treasury notes, bonds, that kind of thing, not a lot of what we look at. We don't say this, but inflation is good when it comes to you and your money. Because really, that's what happens. You put your money in the bank, you want to have it inflated in value, right? You want to put a dollar in, get a dollar 10 back at the end of the year. That's inflation. So there isn't much inflation. And a lot of people think, that's great, we can borrow more money for houses, and that's good for the housing market, and that's good for the economy, yada, yada. Okay, let me tie this all together for you with a product called Commercial Real Estate Income Funds. You can go to their website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call and speak to a live person at 888-444-2102, 888-444-2102, for information on an 8% yield over 1 year. You get a check every month. You can take it. You can reinvest it. You can do whatever you want. You can keep it in for 18 months. Keep it in for 10 years. This is a deal and a half worth your consideration if you're frustrated with the kind of money that you aren't making by leaving it in the bank or putting it in the bond market or whatever it is that you find the stock market scary. You don't want to be there. So if you want to be someplace and you have money, you want to put it into your retirement account, call 888-444-2102 or go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com and check out the way to earn a secure 8% in a 0% world. 888-444-2102, 5-minute video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Check that out.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's some safety tips from Adams Flea and Tick Control to rev up your plans for pet safety this summer. As the weather heats up, remember to help protect your pet from overheating by providing plenty of water and shade. Save outdoor playtime for mornings or evenings when it's cooler. You can also exercise together, which is great fun, but watch out for hot asphalt that can burn paws. If it's too hot for bare feet, then it's too hot for bare paws. And don't forget, summer heat triggers flea and tick outbreak. Get ahead of the game by protecting your pets with Adams Flea and Tick products before there's trouble. And never leave a pet in the car, even with the window cracked. Temperatures inside a car can jump almost 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. Every year, hundreds of pets die from heat exhaustion because they are left in parked cars. Learn more about keeping your pets safe this summer by visiting AdamsPetCare.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
18 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. So here's Theresa May, who looks like an interesting character in her own right. She's the first female prime minister since Margaret Thatcher. Remember, they called her the Iron Lady.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yeah. But Meryl Streep did a great job playing her in that movie, by the way. So as the UK votes to exit the European Union, one wonders how all of the other countries are taking this. And I noticed, looking at some of the markets today, there is another fault line, apparently, in Italy. There are $400 billion in bad loans. So here's how this works, so you understand the picture. European Union was like the United States government, bailing out everybody. Look what they did for the Greeks. Remember that last year?
Sure.
How quickly we forget some of this stuff. Because after the Greeks went into the European Union, it was like a license to do whatever you want to do because, oh, well, they'll bail us out. Well, now Italy is in the same state. Italy's got $400 billion. Their banks there are exactly the same as the banks in America. And now they got $400 billion in bad loans. And it looks like the banking system is going to collapse. Guess what? The European Union says, now that England's not here, we don't have access to as much cash, so we may not be able to help you out.
Right.
So if that's the case...
That's precisely the reason that Britain wanted to get out, though. It's like,
yes,
we're doing okay.
Bailing out everybody else.
Why should we pay for you dummies?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, and can you...
I'd have voted to get out of the European Union if I was a Brit.
I would too.
Dummies.
Yeah. I know. Like, why am I bailing you out?
Right.
And don't think that they don't see the writing on the wall, because the next one to have big problems is going to be Germany, because they've let in too many refugees.
Way too many refugees. You're right about that. They can't handle them socially. The government can't handle it all. So from Italy, it was Greece, then it goes to Italy, then it goes to Germany. And so you're going to see a lot of these companies say, wait a minute, this wasn't what we signed on for. But that's where it's going. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Searching for a sound we hadn't heard before, and if there was a tune in your ear, it's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York, welcome to New York, welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you.
23 after the hour now on the Good Day program, dedicated, devoted, in sync with what's important to you. And I know how important it is to Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you. I know you need to know who the highest paid celebrities are in the world. So we're going to give you as much of that.
We need to know who our competition is, Jen.
Yes, right. We do, exactly. All right, well, you're listening to the music of Taylor Swift. I'm going to start from the top and work down. This is a list that appears in Forbes magazine, or on Forbes website today for the first time. Wealthiest musicians. Number one on the list, Taylor Swift, who made $170 million last year. Highest.
Not surprising. Yes. Do you guys think that's surprising?
No.
No.
I don't think it is at all.
She's pretty big right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
number two on the list, One Direction, $110 million. Now, that does surprise
also,
me.
Well, they had a huge world tour last year before they broke up, so.
Yeah. All right, let's see here.
Another went in a different direction.
Adele is number three on the list, $80 million last year. No surprise there. Madonna, number four on the list.
That is surprising.
$76 yes. million last year. Rihanna, number five, $75 million last year. Garth Brooks, next on the list, made $70 million last year. AC/DC, that's the surprise. They made $67 million.
Whoa!
Last
that
year.
Is shocking.
It
that's
is.
Shocking.
No, this is what's shocking. The Rolling Stones
see, that's
made
not
$66 million bucks last year.
They tour
year.
All the time. They
yeah.
make so much money.
Really?
I'm shocked about AC/DC, though. That's yeah. incredible. Good
Calvin Harris, fun. Next on the list, $63 million last year.
Also shocking.
What is there about him? I don't even know who the guy is.
That's
well,
Taylor's
ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
He's a disc
jockey.
Guy, isn't he?
He's the number one DJ in the
How
world.
How does he make $63 million being a disc jockey?
Well, because he puts out a lot of records that he produces.
And he also works every single weekend in Las Vegas. That has yeah. to have something to do with
oh,
it. They must
okay.
pay him boku
yeah.
dollars because he
Just
goes and has a residency.
Music?
Yeah.
Wow. Puff Daddy made
well, and 60... Well, Jing Bats go and dance. You know, they want to see Calvin. You know.
All right, Puff Daddy made $62 million last year.
Now, what's he up to? That is very surprising.
He's got, you know, he's got vodka and shoes, and I bet his stuff comes from the stuff he's bringing.
Merchandise, yeah.
The Boss, next on the list, $60 million last year. Followed quickly by McCartney, who made $56.5 million last year. Kenny Chesney.
Both of them just touring, I guess. Kenny Chesney as well, right? Or does Kenny Chesney have, like, restaurants and stuff, too?
Chesney?
No, he's a big tour, though. He makes touring. A ton of money on tour.
$56 million worth. Let's see here. U2, $55 million last year.
No, I didn't make $55 million last year.
Beyonce, $54 million. Jay-Z, $53 million.
Ooh, she upped him by $1 million.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan. Yeah. Well, he's a big country star, right?
Big country, yeah.
Yeah.
And he would
million?
All be from touring, too, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's see who's
he's the guy who does the farm stuff, right?
He's so hot, yeah.
He does the farm. Doesn't he have the farm scholarship? Wasn't it Luke Bryan who gives back to the farming communities?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Let's see. Who else? Muse? I don't know who that is. That's a group,
British
right?
rock band. Yep.
$49 million. $48 million made by the Foo Fighters last year.
Also pretty big for the Foo
Fighters. Toby Keith, $47 million. Let's see here. I was on this list.
Isn't it amazing how many millions there are to go around for all these artists?
Big Bang. I never heard of them before.
Sorry. Hey, I don't know who that is either.
$44 million they
apparently,
made.
Apparently, I think they're like a Korean boy band, which they like most. I feel like most people in the U.S. haven't heard of them, and I just know that from an article I read, but they are huge.
K-pop, Korean pop is the biggest emerging music genre.
Yeah.
K-pop is going to be around. Oh, yeah.
Now, is their name the English name, Big Bang, or is it somehow translated into Korean?
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right,
I would think because they're very sort of westernized, it would just be the name of the band.
Highest paid musicians, that's the list, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet talking to you? And if so, what are they saying? You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. A barking dog may be protecting the house, alert to some intruder or visitor, or he may be fearful. Listen to the sound your pet makes in different circumstances. His normal bark shows that he's alert. A high-pitched shrill bark usually indicates fear. Growling in a deep-pitched tone may be a demonstration of dominance or a power struggle with another dog or a human. A yelping dog is undoubtedly in pain or shock. Maybe he's been hurt or could be. He just wants to eliminate. A squeal may show happiness or maybe a pleasant surprise. A howl, by the way, is a dog or cat's way of saying he's lonely. It's also a rallying call, as if to tell other pets or people where he is or that something is wrong. For example, in packs of wolves, when one wolf howls, the other wolves come. It's kind of a rallying call. Let's get together, prepare for the hunt, or maybe just sing a song. That's right, maybe just sing a song together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-458-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Responsible Broadcasting. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Sarah's chilling at the controls in Washington. Here we go. We're another half hour filled with conversation about what's going on in the world, including what's happening in Asia. You know, those Orientals over there.
They're Asians. That's not... Oh, my God.
Don't you love it? Those are the old...
Yeah, I don't think they like the Oriental term.
Wait a minute, hold on.
That's a rug. Oriental is a rug. Asian is the person.
I have... You don't like Asian rugs? You got something against Asian rugs?
Asian rugs are fine, but Orientals are just rugs.
You know what I realized that was not PC?
What?
When I used to go to Coco's, and there was a delicious salad on the menu called the Oriental Chicken Salad. And then one day it changed to the Asian Chicken Salad. I was like, oh.
That's how you realize it. Wait a minute, I believe I made a request of the person who's in the
your silence
control room.
You already got to say Oriental.
Yeah.
When we started the segment, that's all you get.
No, you don't get to decide what I want to have. I want people to hear this because it's so silly. We're not that politically correct here, Kara. Come on, you got to get on that bandwagon. We are not supposed to be politically correct.
Part of our charm is not being.
It is part of our charm.
Well, not being politically correct and being offensive are two different things.
Oh, who's offensive to whom?
To
no,
Asian
you're the
people.
Arbiter of what? No, what the Oriental people? You're the arbiter of
yes,
what
that is
politically correct? please.
You know, maybe if you're an Asian American right now, you could call 888-302-DOUG. We could play a little song for you, and you could tell us if you're offended or not.
If you don't play the song, I'm going to sing it. So you better make up your mind one way or another, Karen.
Then you know what? Then that's your voice singing it.
Really? What's the difference between my voice and Eric Idle?
I can't stop you from singing it.
Right. I can't stop you from doing what you want to do.
I can get Richie to stop you from doing what you're doing, though. Like Chinese. They only come up to our knees. That's the rest of the lyric line. I have to listen to it in order to get on board. All right, so we have a, you can hear, folks, that I'm rapidly losing control of the power of the purse because it was my decision to have that tune so that we could talk about what happened yesterday in court. I don't mean the court where I was. That's a whole different thing. In the international court yesterday, there was a ruling that suggests the Chinese need an attitude adjustment because the big red machine had claimed that they own the South China Sea.
Really?
That has the name China in it, so why shouldn't they own it, right?
I own the Pacific Ocean. You didn't
hear? Yes. Yeah, right. Good for you, Jen Jen.
Thank you.
All right, so now it seems they don't own the South China Sea. This is an area of the Pacific that includes a lot of the big shipping routes and Vietnam, the Philippines, some of the islands that are there. China decided to go ahead and build its own islands in the area, lots of military, that kind of stuff. And the other countries don't like it. So they took them to court. And the international court says, get out of those areas. So this is the first time China's government has basically been challenged in international courts. They've been all over the place. So why don't we do that with the Russians? If we can, through the international court, throw the Chinese out of all these areas that they're spreading out like octopi everywhere in Asia, how come we can't do that with the Russians? That are trying
the to, Russians probably don't show up for court dates.
Oh, they don't. They shoot the judge? That's what happens. Okay, we don't have to pay attention to no stinking judge.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. So, and as far as that's concerned, why doesn't the international court do the same in the Middle East? Right? We don't have any business in the Middle East. Daesh doesn't have any business. So do these international courts have any teeth? That'll be the challenge, to see whether the Chinese say to the international court. You get that? You understand what that is?
Yes.
You want me to give it to you one more time?
One more time. Let's hear
there it.
Is. Did you get that mosquito?
Yeah. That's the good old American salute. Or you can pick a finger. Either of those two things is appropriate. So there we go with the Chinese. Without having the song, it may not have meant as much to you folks. I'm disappointed. I'm sorry. But as you can tell, I was overruled. And I'll have to put in, see, now what I'm going to do, there's going to be a grading system.
You should probably file a complaint.
I think I might do that, yeah. Okay, so before we get to the highest paid television actors, because we're doing the highest paid here and there in the celebrity department, and we do it as part of the TV report, I'm about to say something that will annoy people, some people. It'll make other people happy, but it's, as I see it, the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so you make up your mind. This is a program about facts and opinions. The fact is that if you look at all I'm looking at, I have 14, 15 different news sources. So I've looked at the ABC site. I've looked at the CBS site. I've looked at the CNN site, at the MSNBC site, the Post, the Times, Reuters, AP, and others. And I've looked at the Fox News site. The Fox News site is the most negative of all of them, and that's saying something because the rest of them pretty badly suck as well. But when I look at the top thing screaming across the Fox News website, courthouse horror, Michigan inmate kills two bailiffs before dying face down in his own blood, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So why
that was
that
a weird, by the way, can I stop you right there? Sure. That was weird because that story broke yesterday and then they were supposed to do an update and a press conference and then never heard anything about it again. And I'm wondering why. Maybe because it looked bad for the police in the courthouse there, because it seems like the bailiff got his gun stolen, right?
Yeah. The guy, the crook took his gun and wanted to get out and they shot and he shot and he killed two of the guards and then he got killed. So which would you rather have more information about, that Or a story from a small county in Texas where a police guard was in charge of a holding cell. There were about a dozen inmates in this holding cell. And the guard is sitting, and then he slumps over, and he falls down to the floor. And the guys that are in the holding cell look at this guy and say, wow, there's got to be a problem here. And they yell and scream for someone to come from upstairs down to help this guy. Nobody came. So they busted out of the jail, and they helped the guard and saved his life.
I love this story.
Wouldn't you rather have that story than that crap that comes from the situation?
That story got some attention, by the way. It did get a little bit of attention. But
what, the prison guard story?
The prison guard story.
Helping save his life?
Yeah. Because one of the things that the inmates said when they were talked to is they said, you know, we were worried about coming out of the cell because we didn't want it to look like
we were doing
a jailbreak, that we were trying to take over control. We were worried we were going to get shot, but I guess they really liked this guy. They would spend the day kind of shooting the breeze with him, and so they just decided that was more important, and in that quick minute went out and helped try to save him. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so this is a generational thing. I'm looking at a posting from someone who listens to me. I pay attention to what she says, and the argument or the discussion that we just had about the I Like Chinese song, which I find amusing, humorous, and I don't really care whether people are offended by it or not. However, this person says, the song is offensive, don't play it. The Asian population is the largest growing population in the U.S.
Oh, no. She's giving you stats?
Yes. How about that? So, anyway, if you are an Asian, you don't find this to be amusing. So, that means that people, and that isn't just say, I think just people in general are thin-skinned today. They have no.
I think there's a really weird line between being politically correct and just having some fun. Mm. When people stop taking themselves so seriously, look, I laugh about stupid things that white people do. Mm. Dumb airheaded blonde jokes. I get a ton of those. I mean, it's like I don't know.
Are you offended? By the way, we have a story today from Cape Cod. We got to do that in the next hour, though. Right? I don't have time to do that here because I want to get to the highest paid TV celebrities. We need to overview what's going on TV.
We have breaking news at The View today, too.
Oh, do we? All right. That's next here on Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
45 after the hour, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria with a list. First of all, before we get to the TV shows on tonight, who do you think the number one highest paid television celebrity is? Take a guess.
What's his face? Mark, what's his face?
Nope.
From NCIS. What's his name that I'm trying to think of?
Harmon. Harmon, right. Yeah, nope. Not even close. Okay.
No, huh?
Nope.
The highest paid person.
Oprah.
Nope. Not anymore. It used to
Jimmy
be.
Jimmy Fallon?
But you're close. Oprah is connected to this show.
Oprah is connected to this show.
Oh, well, I would guess then Steve Harvey because he has like a million shows.
Nope.
Oprah is connected to this show. Yep. Give us a hint. One more
syndicated
hint.
Show. Guy
Ellen?
Needs, huh? No,
Ellen?
Ellen's not connected to Ellen. No. Oprah found Dr. Phil.
Oh,
Dr. Phil made $88 million last year for that garbage.
I wonder he has that smug little smile.
So he's more than Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask where she is.
Yeah, we're getting to her. All right, we're doing just television people. Howard Stern's combined income last year was $85 million. Let's see here. I'm just doing TV people. Ellen, next on the list, $75 million for her television show. And again, this is just TV people, not actors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Although I guess I'd put The Rock in there because he's got a TV show. Made $64 million bucks last year. I think that's very appropriate, frankly. I just think he's very...
What is he doing on TV? Right. What does he do?
He's got a show that he and Mark Wahlberg produce about football.
It's on HBO. Some,
yeah, I think
he made
on
that
HBO.
Much money from that?
No, he made it from all kinds of things, but I put him in the television category.
Right.
Let's see, who else... And the Gordon Ramsay. My God, how does this guy make $54 million?
Well, he's got three shows.
He's got restaurants, too.
Who watches those shows?
I do. I love those shows.
A lot of people.
All right. See, now I'm out of touch. There's two things in this half hour. I'm completely out of touch.
We're making a list.
All right. Yeah. Checking it twice. Okay. Let's see who else here is on the TV side of things. Judge Judy next. $47 million. For doing that, that's really a wonderful gig, actually.
She's entertaining.
Yeah, it's a good show if you like that kind of stuff. She's got that look. Let's see here. That's it. Sofia Vergara, only woman on the list, the top 10 list. She made $43 million last year. That's from, she does a lot of endorsements and things, too, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. She does. You know, she has a skincare line. She has, she's got lots of stuff going on. Plus, she has that hot husband of hers. Woo.
All right. We have a moment before Jennifer gives us the list there from the late night monologues last night. Conan O'Brien joked about the new craze with the Pokemon game app.
How many people here are into this Pokemon Go sensation? Any of you doing it? You're actually doing it? Yeah, listen to this. According to the police, robbers have been ambushing people playing Pokemon Go by luring them to remote locations. Yes! The item most commonly reported stolen is any chance at a real adulthood. I'm sorry.
Stephen
the sad
Colbert.
Thing is a lot of adults are actually playing
this
it.
This must be a big deal. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about the same thing.
For those of you who don't know, this new thing, it's a video game where you walk around and you look at your phone, which is using its camera, and you look at your phone, and in the real world, you see little Pokemon. And it has revolutionized the way people almost get hit by cars staring at their phones.
All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
Somebody said that kids hadn't lost more weight in the last 4 days than they'd lost in the last 4 years by chasing Pokemon around. All right, TV tonight, Dougie. Again, a little difficult because it is summertime, but Hulu has a premiere of Difficult People. That's kind of a fun option. If you're sick of regular broadcast or cable, you can go with the comedy there on Hulu. The White House, the inside story in advance of all the conventions starting next week for the Republicans, Democrats the following week. The PBS special at 8 takes on the inside story of the White House. And then this one's kind of interesting. On the Science Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, The Lost World of Pompeii, which, shows about the discoveries and technology they were using way back when, before the eruption of Mount
Vesuvius. I left Jerry Seinfeld off the list of the top 10 television people made $43 million last year. It didn't do anything. 10 minutes before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour now, time for a trip to your soul, as if you're a chicken. Did chickens have souls? You know, I haven't even asked Amy that question. Amy Newmark is from the...
I'm sure she's going to be ready to answer. You drop out a deep life question like that.
You're right. Did chickens really have souls? All right, actually, we're going to talk about how to say no and reclaim your calendar, an inspiration from one of the Chicken Soup books, The Joy of Less. Amy Newmark with us here in a moment.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
55 past the hour. Amy Newmark, do chickens have souls?
You know, all I can tell you is that Chicken Soup for the Soul has plenty of soul.
Oh.
I don't know how chicken soupy it is for me to be coming on today and saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to say no. Is that chicken soupy?
No. Well, it's, I guess it depends.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of it's a way to help you in your life. And that's what the Chicken Soup of the Soul books are all about, helping you in your life. And in this circumstance, what Amy wants to explain to all of us is how you can say no and thus control your life better. This is a big lesson for me because I'm very bad at saying no. I'm getting a little better at it, but for the most part, somebody asks me to do something, I say, yep. And I don't really think about it necessarily. What ramifications there are on other things that I may have said I'm going to do. Somebody needs something. Yep, I'll be right there.
Exactly. So you're a very nice, helping person. And so what we're trying to teach people, and we get hundreds of stories from people who have finally figured this out, is that you have to say no to the things that don't really matter. You'll still be busy all day long, but you'll be saying yes to the things that really do matter.
Okay, so let's twist it around a little bit, Amy. I've never put myself first. It just happens. If you believe in astrology and you understand where I come from, Scorpio is my sun sign, and my moon is in Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius. I am the perfect poster person for fixing everything. I'm a fixer. I don't think about myself. I do things for people. And sometimes it bites me in the butt. Sometimes it's just not good for me, whereas a lot of other people put themselves first. Is there a happy medium?
There is. What our people have realized is that they can still be just as busy. They're not sitting around eating bonbons, but they've learned to say yes to the things that really, that they're passionate about. So if you're asked to do a lot of volunteer work and help a lot of people, do the thing you're passionate about. And then when somebody asks you to do something that you don't want to do, say, I'm sorry, I'm very busy doing such and such instead. Mm-hmm. And then you really do what you love, what makes you feel good. And if you're doing something you're passionate about, that's just the same as having what everybody calls me time.
Yeah, okay, me time. Well,
me time.
We
exactly.
All need to think about that sometimes. And just the fact we have so much social media and all of these smartphones and stuff, they grab our time as well. Maybe what we ought to be saying is no to them. Shut them off.
What oh, my that? God. Our book is filled with stories about people just going cold turkey on their devices. Yeah. No more Facebook, Twitter, et cetera.
Yeah, right. Whenever I look for things on Chicken Soup of the Soul, I'm amazed. How many of you know there are like 250 books, Chicken Soup for the Soul books, all kinds of titles, all kinds of focus. And there are podcasts. You can go to chickensoup.com for the podcast and get the information there. You go to dougstefan.com, get the podcast, and then the books that are published all over the world. This is a very inspirational series of books, and I love Amy's approach to things. So, lesson for today, just say no. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. That's the focus here. Check out the podcast, I say, at dougstefan.com. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.